Haskell. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. July 1st, 1903. Dear Brother Haskell, yesterday I received a letter from you in which you speak of not having heard from me for some time. I have not meant to neglect to write to you, but I have been very, very busy reading matter that has been collected on the work in the South from its beginning until the present time. We are planning to issue this matter in book form, and when this is done, I think we shall have something that will make it impossible for the work that has been done there to be falsely represented. Clarence has gathered together the letters that Edson has written me since he began to work in the South, and the letters that I have written him. He is working just as hard as he can to get this matter together, and is making good headway. In this book, we shall try to show how the work began and how it has been carried forward. I hope that this book will have the effect of making your work in the South more pleasant than the work of some of our other laborers has been, by opening the eyes of our people to the needs of the field and the difficulties of the work. I have kept you in mind, and I know the course that has been pursued toward you. I have protested, and do protest against it. A different order of things will be brought in ere long. I have been doing much writing. I have little on which to build up confidence in Dr. Kellogg's way of managing. I know that the Lord has not been leading him. But the Lord knows all about the underhand working, and he alone knows how it will end. I have sought to present the dangers of these workings in a way that would reform, not destroy. I am sure of one thing. The old heads are precious in the sight of the Lord. They must husband their strength. I can see that strength will be brought to the cause of God by your connecting with Brother Butler. The cause needs men who understand the first, second, and third angels' messages. We have all confidence in your work in New York City. I believe that the Lord has led you, notwithstanding that your work has been made hard by so many things. But your difficulties have not been against you, for with them has come assurance and continual evidence of a power above human hindrances. The Lord has been sought unto by you. Have you not been given the assurance that you were sitting together in heavenly places in Christ? The Apostle Paul, who had received many revelations from the Lord, met difficulties from various sources, and amidst all his conflicts and discouragements, he did not lose his trust and confidence in God. Under the special tuition of the Holy Spirit, his judgment was purified, refined, elevated, sanctified. The devisings of human beings and of the enemy against him were to him a means of discipline and education. And he declares that thus he gained most excellent knowledge, because he made the Lord Jesus his dependence. Yea, doubtless, he declares, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Philippians 3, verse 8. How greatly this gospel enriches the garden of the soul, enabling it to produce most precious fruit. The Lord Jesus has an interest in every phase of his work. I express to you my grief that in some respects mistakes have been made in the distribution of means. When the wages of a missionary who is doing the work that God has appointed him are cut down, it is because a mistake has been made by men who do not always have the mind of Christ. The Lord will make all these things work together for good, even though for the present his servants are inconvenienced and greatly disappointed by being hemmed in on every side. One door is opened for you always. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast not denied my name. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3, verse 7, 8, 10, 11. May the Lord keep you and bless you. This is my prayer for you. The Lord will clear away the mist and fog, for the whole earth is to be lightened with his glory. The Lord has a work to be done in this world, and it will be done, even though all the host of the power of darkness shall be summoned to obstruct the way. In his own time, God will cause the truth to triumph. We must be wide awake, quick to recognize the movings of the providence of God. We must keep our own counsel that we have entrusted to us by the Lord, not giving the enemy any advantage. The Lord is looking on. The Lord is opening ways whereby the truth shall gain the ascendancy, for truth is the habitation of his throne. I have been carrying a very heavy burden, but the Lord does not mean that I shall die under the load. I must bear it gracefully, revealing the spirit of the great teacher. Jesus feels every pang of sorrow felt by those who are consecrated to his service and who, under great difficulties, are doing his work. Let us dwell upon the love of Jesus, that we may have courage and faith. The Lord lives and reigns. There will be unwise advisors who will try to confuse us, but let us look to Jesus and trust in him at all times. He has been our helper, and he will continue to be our helper. Be of good courage in the Lord, my dear brother. Work on, even if means do not come to you. Say, Lord, I have done my best. Wilt thou not make the little we get from the conference go a long way? Do not be discouraged and disheartened. I am sometimes greatly perplexed to know what to do, but I will not be depressed. I am determined to bring all the sunshine into my life that I possibly can. The debt that I have incurred in trying to advance the cause of God sometimes worries me. I became involved in debt in trying to push forward the work in Australia. The publication of Desire of Ages was a heavy expense, and I still owe the publishing houses something. There are so many ways in which to use the little money that comes in that I find it hard to reduce my debt of $20,000. At present, I am paying about $1,000 a year interest. The house I now live in was paid for with borrowed money. I am just as willing to dispose of my place as I was to buy it. I have no abiding place in this world. When the Lord says, "Go and build up the work in new places," I shall gladly go. My future is in the hands of God. I say again, be of good courage and watch unto prayer. Let us do our part to answer our prayers by living in harmony with them. We know something of what is before us. We know that trials await us. We know that unconsecrated Seventh-day Adventists who have a knowledge of the truth, but who have linked themselves with worldlings, will depart entirely from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. The enemy will gladly hold out inducements to them to lead them to carry on a warfare against the people of God. But those who are true and steadfast will have a strong and powerful defense in God. My trust is unwavering. I am not discouraged because I can hold to the hand of Christ. Let us be always cheerful, that others may not catch from us the spirit of discouragement. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises to his holy name. From your sister in the Lord.